Concern is growing in Indonesia over the number of people attempting to join Islamic State militants to fight in the Middle East. In the latest of a string of terrorism-related busts, a group of aspiring foreign fighters faced court in Jakarta yesterday, accused of attempting to join a local terrorism cell linked to Islamic State. As the pressure mounts, the Indonesian government has called experts to a conference on how to tackle Islamic State and terrorism. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts reports.
In propaganda videos produced in their jungle hideout, members of the group East Indonesia Mujahideen talk of killing infidels and taking on the police and military. The group's leader is Santoso, one of Indonesia's most wanted terrorists. Now, four ethnic Uyghurs from China have faced court in Jakarta, accused of trying to join Santoso's Central Sulawesi training camp. They'd allegedly tried to get to Syria to fight with Islamic State militants there, but failed and came to Indonesia. It's just one of a recent string of cases linking Indonesia to people wanting to fight in Syria and Iraq. Terrorism expert Professor Angel Rabasa has warned an anti-terrorism conference in Jakarta.
The world now confronts a terrorist threat greater than at any time since 9/11. A threat that, looking back 2 or 3 years ago, almost no one had predicted.
He says Islamic State has been far more successful than Al-Qaeda.
I would say that a major factor, perhaps the most important factor in Islamic State's success in attracting recruits, is its very innovative use of social media.
Professor Rohan Gunaratna is a Singapore-based terrorism expert. He says Islamic State's social media strategy is one of its strongest weapons.
And the terrorists are exploiting this social media. So we have to work with our service providers.
He also blames Western intervention in the Middle East for creating an environment for terrorist groups.
If there was no US intervention in Iraq, terrorism would not have emerged. Because Saddam Hussein controlled Iraq. You need a strong leader like Gaddafi to control Libya.
But he has faith in Indonesia's ability to again crush terrorist networks, as it's done since the Bali bombings and Jakarta embassy attacks. As for Santoso, his taunts to security personnel from the relative safety of jungle cover may have backfired. Indonesia's military is sending 3,200 troops into the area where he's hiding out for so-called military exercises. This is George Roberts in Jakarta, reporting for AM.